SEL Mobile.
ED2VNG, how's it going?
How about yourself?
Don't you hate it when you're safely back at home and there's that one thing you forgot, so you gotta go out again?
I tend to hope I forget it until I have to go back out.
Oh, and if you live out here in the middle of nowhere, nothing's ever close. I almost hit a vulture. If I ran over a vulture, I wonder if the other vultures would eat it.
That I don't know. I come down the road the other day, and I seen about four of them standing outside of a gate, chain link fence around the guy's front yard, and those four of them just standing there at the gate, like they were waiting for something to happen, and I was like, I wouldn't want that happening in my house.
Age could be there for me. Those are vultures, right? Ungainly looking, nasty black birds that sort of almost fly and hop around.
Kind of resembles a turkey. They call them turkey vultures.
Thinking of it, looks like a turkey, but not as graceful, huh? And, turkeys actually do fly. I've seen one of them take wing.
Yeah, they will definitely fly. I've seen them fly across the road and across the field before, so I guess if they got wings, they can get a little lift.
Yes, the farm turkeys, as far as I know, are the same species, but I guess, what is it, they're too fat to fly in?
You know, honestly, I don't know. I've never seen a turkey fly a long way, but I imagine that even the farm turkeys could probably fly a little bit. I know when you raise them up, you keep them locked up in the coop for, I don't know, I think it's 2 or 3 weeks, and that way they home to that location, and you can turn them out, and they pretty much stay right there in the area and home back to there to roost.
I've seen it once since I've lived down here, and they don't fly well, and they don't fly far, but they do fly. So I'm thinking that, yeah, the captive ones must still have the instinct to fly, or they have the ability, just not the instinct. I also heard someone say one time, I don't know how true it is, it's one of the creator's stupider creatures, to the point that if it's raining outside, it'll stand with its head up and basically stick its head up until it drowns.
I don't know, I hadn't heard that before, but I could see it. But flip side of it, you don't want to go hunting for them because they're pretty smart and pretty good eyesight and pretty good hearing, because the least of the noise you make, they won't come around. I gave up on it.
I heard one time. If it starts raining, they'll cock their neck back and they'll open their beak and they'll try to catch the raindrops. But if it's raining real heavy, they'll actually stand there like that until they drown. This could be an urban legend, but that's what I once heard about them. So, an extremely interesting bird. Just not a very smart one. A tasty one too, though.
If they dry rub and deep fried.
Now, I don't have a good turkey recipe. What is it you do? You deep fry them in the, there's a turkey deep fryer that you can use. I guess I'll put them in the air fryer.
Yeah, I don't know if one will fit in the air fryer or not. You're going to have to give me a second. I'm going to have to stop out here just a minute. I'll be back on shortly.
I got to concentrate on what exit I'm getting out on.